We're continuing our interviews with some of the Allied troops who were stationed in Iraq. This week, Central Command Chief General John Abizaid announced that many of the troops will be staying longer on their tours of duty than previously expected. The troops are performing any number of tasks, trying to stem crime on city streets, jump-starting the electricity and waterworks, foiling saboteurs, and fighting what's developed and acknowledged to be a guerrilla war in and around Baghdad. Sergeant Philip Riley from Clio, Alabama, is on the line. Sergeant Riley is 24 years old. He's with the 3rd Infantry Division, Charlie Company, 164 Armor, based outside of Fallujah. Sergeant Riley, thanks for being with us.
No problem. Honored to be here.
You do most of your work in a tank?
That's correct, sir. I'm a M1A1 tank gunner, sir.
Do you sit in the tank and wait for someone to shoot at you or hope that someone doesn't?
We hope that it doesn't happen, but that's pretty much what we do.
What's it look like out there, Sergeant Riley?
It's a desolate environment. Not much green vegetation or anything. It looks a lot like a place where Sally Struthers would be.
Sally Struthers? you mean posing with a kid?
That's great.
Yeah. Well, and have you met kids? Do you talk to many Iraqis?
Not so much now as before, but as far as the Iraqi children and the people that we pass by, we keep rolling on a convoy for security reasons.
Yeah. Ever wave? Do they wave at you?
Oh, yeah. They wave. They blow kisses sometimes. Sometimes they throw rocks.
Sergeant, when you left home in September, did you tell your loved ones when you thought you might be back?
Roger, when we first left, we were just deploying to Kuwait on a six-month, what we thought was a six-month tour there, yeah. Just as a peacekeeping operations there. Mm-hmm. Then it turned into this operation here in Iraq. After we thought it was 6 months, we thought, you know, after the war, we'd be back home, and then our mission keeps changing. So there's been really no way of telling our families what day we are coming home, because no one really has a concrete date, and they keep changing.
You're a soldier. You'll do what's necessary. But how did you feel when you heard the news this week that you'll be staying longer?
It was very disappointing, sir. Me personally and a lot of the people that I'm working with, we kind of all have the same sentiments. You know, we've done our job here. We took Baghdad and pretty much toppled the regime. We figured that it was, you know, it would be our time to leave. The Army deemed it necessary for us to go forth and secure this area, so, you know, we'll do what we have to do.
Sergeant, a member of your brigade was killed on Friday when a bomb detonated under a convoy in which he was traveling. That must be difficult for you to hear.
Yes, sir, it is. We haven't sustained any casualties since, I believe it was April 4th. It comes as a pretty tough blow to everyone here.
When you look back on this, are you going to be proud?
I'm glad that I've done my country a service. I look back on the road up here, the different trials and things that we went through. It was, we pretty much made history. And for that, I'm proud. But this mission, the peacekeeping part, I really can't say that I'll look back on this fondly.
Sergeant, you're married?
Yes, sir, I am.
May I ask your wife's name?
It's Nicole Riley.
Would you like to say hello to Nicole Riley?
Sure. Hey, baby, it's me. I'm calling you through a radio interview, actually. I just wanted to let you know that I'm okay, not to worry about me, that I'll be fine. I love you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Sergeant. Take care of yourself, sir. Sergeant Philip Riley with the 3rd Infantry Division, which is currently based outside of Fallujah, Iraq. And it's 18 minutes past the hour.